This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
The great Bobby Belt. RJ Choppy here. I'm back, baby. I watch more football than you do. Bobby Belt out one more day with the sickness. Sean and RJ got you covered, as we have for 15 years here on DFW Sports Station, home of the Cowboys and Rangers. Mark Cuban with his first media interview reacting to the Luka deal. 9 o'clock here on 105.3 The Fan. Below the Belt is brought to you by Mercedes-Benz of Plano, a first-class buying experience.
Mock draft season, baby. That's what we are knee-deep in. Knee-deep into mock draft season. The draft is next month. We are in the middle of March. I think this is turn the clocks forward week, by the way.
Yes, I think Sunday.
Sunday, right?
Wait, so is that good or bad? That's bad, right?
Well, it's bad if you for your sleep because you lose an hour of sleep.
Yeah, that's bad.
But it's great because it doesn't get dark at 4:30.
Daylight savings time Sunday. I thought we were... there's no executive order on this? We don't have an executive order canceling this, keeping it one way?
If we do keep it, because I think Elon put a tweet out about a poll, we would keep daylight savings. We would get rid of standards. We would move the clocks forward and keep them that way.
Okay.
So it will not be dark before 7 p.m. until October. The next time it'll be dark before 7 p.m.
I feel like it hasn't been getting... Maybe I just got used to it. I feel like it has not been getting as dark earlier recently.
It slowly gets there.
Yeah, it slowly gets there. So it's obviously the shortest day of the year was December 21st. So it's been slowly getting closer to 7 o'clock. And it's past 7 o'clock now. But anyway, this is a mock draft from ESPN, Jordan Reed. Bobby has talked about him lately. The first pick in the draft is no longer with the Tennessee Titans. He did a projected trade, the Giants moving up. They send their first rounder and second rounder and its third rounder to the Titans to get the quarterback, and the Giants come away with Cam Ward.
Mm. That would be finally a quarterback, and now you have three problems if Cam Ward's good. You have now three problems if you're the Cowboys.
In the division, yeah, of course, if Cam Ward's good.
Like the last thing to hold on to, because everyone's going to pick the Cowboys to finish third probably in the division this year. Your only saving grace is being better than the Giants.
That's it.
And they just need to find their quarterback.
No doubt. Number two, Cleveland. Shedeur Sanders.
Woo. Okay.
He has the Titans trading back those two spots, the three, and they take Abdul Carter. So Travis Hunter's still on the board, and he goes to New England. So New England gets their one, depending on whether they want to keep him there. They have $130 million of cap space, by the way, most in the league. So that's good for the Pats. Mason Graham, the defensive tackle out of Michigan, goes to the Jaguars. So the Cowboys don't have to worry about a defensive lineman from Michigan being on the board there for them. Ashton Jeanty goes to the Raiders. Let's see. The Jets take Shamar Stewart, edge from Texas A&M. Williams, the edge from Georgia, goes to Carolina. The tight end, Tyler Warren out of Penn State. to New Orleans.
Beast.
So you get a big time 6'5" target, Penn State. We know Kellen Moore loves to use the tight ends. Then we skip to Niners, Will Johnson, the corner out of Michigan. So two Michigan players off the board for the Cowboys.
Yeah.
And now we get to number 12. You need offensive line. You need
defensive line.
Defensive line. You need some secondary.
Wide receiver. Running back.
You need everything. Tet McMillan, wide receiver, Arizona. Cowboys desperately need a running mate for CeeDee Lamb. McMillan is a big-bodied target, 6'4", 219, good catch radius. He can also run well to the catch, third in FBS among receivers, 27 forced missed tackles. He's capable of playing the slot and the outside. He's an ideal wide receiver, too. There's some questions about his long speed, which won't be answered until their pro day, March 18th, since he did not work out at the combine.
It's a sexy pick.
Bobby has mentioned that he is a little scared of guys who are after the catch guys in college because you're just not as good of a tackler. You're not facing, you got 11 guys that could tackle at the NFL level, 11 great athletes. And in college, you can get away with, you can just out-athlete somebody else. So that's something to keep an eye on. But, I mean, 6'4", 219 with a good catch rate, I mean, that's a big-time size. That's a lot of good size for a wide receiver.
Go and add a veteran receiver along with that, just in case. Just in case. I know Dan Graziano is trying to suggest that Jonathan Mingo can be the two. No.
The Eagles take, ooh, this would hurt, James Pierce.
Vols.
Go Vols, baby. And he's the one that had a 4.47 40 at the combine.
Yeah, we were watching at the hotel bar, which no one was in, of course, the day we go. That's the only thing that was missing from the Indy trip. It felt like our timing was just off in many instances. Yeah. We went to the deli. We left. All the Dallas Cowboys came in. We're smoking cigars. We go to the hot spot. Brian Schottenheimer and crew had just left. And we went to the hotel bar, the hot spot, the place everyone is.
Gotta go.
And it was just the three of us. Watching James Pierce run his 40 with no other big dogs in sight.
Nobody else. We just, us and our waiter, who took 7 smoke breaks during the 30-minute lunch.
And forgot the water. They don't believe in water in Indianapolis.
They don't believe in water. They do not believe in water. Pierce had a 19% pressure rate, second best in the FBS. 7.5 sacks for Tennessee this year, and he had the 4.47 40. So that's Jordan Reed's mock draft. Moving along to CBS. This is from Ryan Wilson. With the first pick, Tennessee stays there. They take Cam Ward. Abdul Carter goes 2 to the Browns. Do the Giants take Shador? No. They take Travis Hunter.
Okay.
Kelvin Banks to the Patriots, tackle out of Texas. Mason Graham out of Michigan to Jacksonville. The Raiders at 6, they get Shador Sanders. The Jets at 7, they get Tet McMillan. Moving down, Will Campbell, the tackle out of LSU, he goes to the Bears. And the Cowboys take an offensive tackle, Armand Membu, out of Missouri.
Okay.
I hope I pronounced that name correctly. So that would be, going down the list, Kelvin Banks would be the first tackle off the board, Will Campbell the second, and then Armand would be the third. Now, there's one issue with him, and that is that he's 6'3".
Too small?
Yeah. The write-up is he's just 6'3", but I do not care. In fact, I asked A&M pass rusher Nick Scouten about one of his toughest matchups, and he brought up Armand. I asked him if he could tell he was 6'3". He said he couldn't, and that's the point. He was one of the most reliable right tackles in college football in 2024. He does not have ideal size based on his tape alone. He's a guy you could put at right tackle until he proves he can't handle it at the next level. Worst case is you have a perennial Pro Bowl guard for the next decade. I mean, that's a replacement for Zach.
I'll take it.
You know, I don't care. You know, like, it doesn't matter to me if he's like, oh, he's a right tackle. If he's a great player, put him on the offensive line and worry about the other position when you get there.
Agreed.
You know, the whole Phil Costa short arms thing. If Phil Costa was a great player, Phil Costa would have been a great player. You know, did it have anything to do with the arms? I mean, you could argue maybe some of it did. But surely there's been guys who are 6'3" that played really solid football.
Below the Belt on the home of the Cowboys, brought to you by Mercedes-Benz of Plano, a first-class buying experience. So
now, real quick, interesting, they would have taken him, but they leave Tyler Booker on the board. And Tyler Booker is, you know, they call him a plug-and-play starter on day one. They have him as the number one interior offensive lineman in the draft. So if their plan is to take Armand and move him to guard, why would you not just take Booker?
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You want the tackle first.
You want the tackle first at 6'3". I had to go look at the number. I mean, Bros, we'll tell you. You want 6'7", 6'6"? What do you want for your tackles? Like, what's the height number?
Right.
You know, is it more important, the height or the arm length? What's more important? If you're 6'3", but you have the arm length of somebody who's 6'9", does it matter that you're 6'3"? I don't know the answer. That's smarter people than me can figure this one out. So there's your mock drafts.
All right, so obviously after Bobby and John Machota at the Combine and then these mock drafts, people are starting to move away a little bit from running back. So what about some free agent backs?
All right, so the best free agent backs on the board this offseason, Aaron Jones, 30 years old. Him and the Vikings seem to have mutual interest in a return. But if not him, you know, he does help a lot. A lot of the AFC West might be in on him. Raiders, Broncos, Chiefs.
Cowboy killer, Aaron Jones.
Oh, the Cowboys might be in on him too. J.K. Dobbins, he's 26. He had a healthy rebound season. He was on the brink of winning comeback player of the year. But they seem lukewarm on a return in Greg Roman's offense, looking for an upgrade. Broncos, Steelers could be in on him.
13 games, 905 yards for Dobbins last year, 9 touchdowns.
Wow. And here you go. This ought to tell you where the league has Rico.
But the 2 years before that, 9 games played combined.
Combined. Is Najee Harris's third? I'm not in, man.
No. I'm not a fan. I end up with him on my fantasy team every year. There's no burst. There's no explosion. There's no elusiveness. Seems like a good dude.
Yes. He seems like a great dude.
Yeah. 4 yards a carry. He's going to play 17 games every single year. He's durable.
Yes.
He's dependable. And he has rushed for 1,000 yards every single year of his career, just barely over 1,000.
But it's always like 1,036.
Yep. 1,034, 1,035, 1,043. Nothing exciting.
Yeah. Nick Chubb, next. He's fourth. He's 29. He's being considered for return on a deal more with the diminishing returns based on age, wear and tear, another injury.
Yeah.
That's the thing. You know, they do say he could be part of a committee in Dallas, which employs former Cleveland offensive coordinator Ken Dorsey.
He was at 3.3 a carry last year. I tried to stash him away in fantasy too and keep him. He never went over 59 yards on the season. I don't know the injury. You're better at the timeline and when he's supposed to be back from that. As we're talking about that with Kyrie Irving and everybody else. Nick Chubb obviously was a beast.
Yeah, he was. He put a broken foot. Is that what it was?
I mean, I'd rather have Rico than Nick Chubb, no doubt about it.
Yeah, he had the knee injury in 23, then he had a broken foot. So that's his third trip to the injured reserve list since 2020. So he's starting to break down a little bit. And then finally, they have Rico as the fifth best running back on the market. Again, 26 years old. There's a chance he stays here as a backup role. Outside of the Cowboys, maybe the Broncos and the Chargers would be his best fits. So if you have Rico as the fifth best running back on the market, you know, what kind of money is he going to get? Is he going to get $4 to $8
million? Running back market came back last year. If he's cheap enough, I'm down to re-sign him. Below the belt on the home of the Cowboys, final hour of the show. Mark Cuban's first sit-down interview since the Luka deal. Would he have made the trade? Does he regret selling? And what does he think about all the Mav fan anger? Mark Cuban speaks next on The Fan.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind Original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.